the Sunday Morning Smack Talk Podcast, a podcast where we're going to talk about sports and anything else that pops into our head. I'm Rocky Persinger. Joining me, Matt Sayre, Brent Pickens. What's up, guys?
What's going on?
How we doing?
The prodigal son returns here.
It was sabbatical.
Yeah, I'm back.
He's back.
Everybody, I know the 20 people missed me.
He's more hateful than ever.
Well, I listened to y'all's last week. Y'all just agree on everything.
He's coming in. He's our wild card. If anybody's a Always Sunny fan, he's our wild card. But so we're gonna get right into it here. We're gonna dive into some MLB news. Shohei Ohtani taking the MLB by storm right now. Plays for the Angels. He's a DH and pitcher, which is just pretty crazy.
I didn't know that was allowed.
Yeah, I did. Well, maybe it is in Japan.
See, I thought he was going to come in as a hitter. I thought that was the whole point, and now he's a pitcher.
Well, I don't know, but when he's not pitching, when he's a DH, he had a home run in three consecutive games. Last night he hit a triple, I think. And then in his pitching debut, which I think he's pitched two games by now, but his debut he had 12 Ks. He was perfect into the seventh inning.
And he was throwing over 100.
It was throwing over 100, and he's got a split finger fastball, which like fools the shit out of everybody. So that's bringing some comparisons to Babe Ruth, you know, pitcher in the early days of his career. What do you guys, is this change the game of baseball?
I think it's still early on, but I mean, I think it absolutely changes it.
I don't want to sound insensitive, but I don't think that Babe Ruth was as good as people think he was.
As good of a pitcher?
As good of a player.
Man, now...
I mean, if he was a drunk?
Well,
I mean,
how many teams were there then?
Well, like...
And who's throwing 100-mile-an-hour fastballs?
Teams or something, I don't know. Well, nobody's throwing 100-mile-an-hour fastballs.
I think he would strike out a lot in today's...
He struck out a lot back in the day, too. See, but if he gets a hold of one, it's going out of the park, man.
You can't do that, though. You can't compare. That's what kills me about everything now. People try to compare the old time to now. Yeah, I mean, we know people are more athletic and everything now, but
people are also roided up.
Yeah.
And you know, Babe Ruth had a diet of hot dogs and beer.
This was a time before you had steroids.
60 home runs in any era. I don't care who you are, man. I mean, that's legit.
I don't know. I watch it, and it just doesn't seem...
There weren't any steroids in the chicken that there are today.
You can't eat the chicken from Mexico.
Well, I know that. But yeah, I don't know, man. Ruth is, I mean, he's wildly considered the greatest baseball player of all time.
I mean, it might be out on a limb there. I don't know. I get the competition thing. I just look at guys like Stanton or whatever, and I'm like, come on now.
Because
like,
he's roided up, dude. Look at that
monster.
Motherfucker.
He never fails for steroids.
Oh, well.
A thing that the baseball's manipulated since the...
Well, that's we even had it on the day's thing about McGuire.
He's
a Hall of Famer, so I mean...
They ain't going to let him in the Hall of Fame.
They ain't letting any
of him
in the Hall of Fame.
He would be if not for the steroid issue.
If it wasn't the steroids, he wouldn't have hit 60.
That's what I'm saying, though.
Did you look at Sosa before he got
him and Sosa
roided out?
Yeah,
he looked
black.
Like a 12-year-old.
Well, that too.
Now he's white.
But him and Sosa changed the game with all those home runs they were doing.
They changed with all the steroids they were doing.
No, you're not letting me get there. look, but then why would they let those guys, like, be put in the spotlight with steroids? Wouldn't they try to hide it if they were making baseball such a better sport? But they let them fall for everything they did. So, I don't think Stanton does steroids. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know.
It's still
jacked.
Early on. He hasn't got caught. I mean, look at
that is true.
Look at Ryan Braun. Everybody thought he was, you know, him and Aaron Rodgers good buddies. And all of a sudden, you know, he was one of the big hitters then, too. Five, seven, 6 years ago?
He wasn't even that big, though.
I really wouldn't have suspected him. Did you just slightly insinuate Aaron Rodgers may be a cheater?
Well, no.
Are you associating Ryan Braun with Aaron Rodgers?
You threw him in there.
Well, I'm just saying they're pretty good friends.
Oh, my.
And Aaron went on record saying, he doesn't do steroids. He doesn't do any of that.
Look at Aaron Rodgers. He looks like a normal dude.
He does. I didn't say he did it.
Well, you insinuated.
I said they were friends.
You insinuated.
Now.
What's that supposed to mean then? Other than they share steroids on the weekend. they're really close.
I don't know. Aaron throws the ball through people's chests, so maybe.
They meet privately is all he's saying on the weekend.
You saying Aaron, Jesus Christ can't hit a curveball? Is that what you're saying?
Love it.
And this is why we miss Pickens, because now we don't know where we're at.
Me and Matt just agree on everything.
We were like, yes, that's a good topic, and then we moved on. And now we're like,
where the fuck are we? We blazed through like 12 of our MLB topics already.
But I thought we were talking if he changed the game, and then...
Well, yeah, you ask us what happened.
I was talking about Babe Ruth.
Well, you were hating on Babe
Ruth.
How
we get back to Aaron Rodgers?
Because Pickens is a hater.
I'm a hater.
Nah, he's slowly converting to a Packers fan.
Yeah, I think that's coming.
Yeah.
I mean, he's going to burn all his Cowboy shit.
I mean, I only have like two
things. I have a shirt. I have a beanie, too. I have two things, too.
Fucking jerseys are expensive.
They are, man. I don't buy those.
I got a wear jersey that Cowboys wear.
You know, the only jersey, I got the one Clay Matthews jersey, which is like an NFL game jersey, and it costs like $250 fucking dollars.
Holy
and crap. It's like, I'll never buy one of those again.
Yeah, I have a real expensive Magic Johnson one, and I just don't touch it. I don't even want to wear it, because I know as soon as I do, it's getting ruined.
Well, see, I jerseys I bought for years, it's like they got the paint on numbers, and they just come off in the dryer.
Value City jerseys.
I got a Brett Favre jersey back there that looks like it's just like tattered in shreds. But I guess I use that as a proof that, like, okay, I've been a Packers fan for a while now. I got this old tattered fucking Brett Favre jersey.
Hey, man, I'll switch to the Jags right now. I've always liked the Jags anyway.
Well, I mean, I'm about to switch to my Bortles jersey. I take that back. Maybe I'll buy an NFL official Bortles jersey.
They're actually changing their unis again, so we'll see what that ends up looking
like. I want the all green.
Yeah.
Like, those were back in the Brunel days.
Brunel.
Those were my days. I like the old helmets better, too. The old, like, dark helmets, not the two-tone.
They've got the weird, like, insignia now. Like, the shield or whatever it is.
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of weird. Just stick with the Jaguar head.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a little ridiculous. Jesus, we're on baseball right now.
Shohei Ohtani.
Shohei Ohtani. Okay, well, since we were talking about Stanton and Judge there, Yankees fans have still been booing Giancarlo Stanton. He struck out 5 times in a game twice in the first 10 games. And that's like, I don't think any player has struck out 5 times in 2 games in the live ball era. So So that is more strikeouts in 10 games than Joe DiMaggio had the entire 1941 season in 541 at-bats. But, you know, it's 10 games into the season.
Yeah.
It's 162 games. Why? It's the Yankees, man. That's the most New York thing.
It's disrespectful is what it is.
Yeah, but they do it to everybody.
I know.
They don't, I think that's why I've never liked the Yankees. They always bring in... That's what kills me. They have so much money that they can just get their own all-star team. And
we've had bad players on teams. Do you boo your bad players?
I mean,
do you?
I never.
he was like,
I actually don't.
I would never hate on Romo or anything.
I mean, I say get him the fuck out of the game.
Yeah.
But I don't boo him.
Yeah, I don't think I'd boo.
Just he walks on the TV and you're like, boo.
Well, yeah, I don't know. Do people boo at home? I don't know. Yeah.
You suck.
I cheer at home.
Yeah. I don't know. You bring in this guy and his very first game, you're booing him. I just don't.
Well, look, these guys are going to strike out, man. Home run hitters strike out.
They do. Judge went through that period last year where he struck out.
Well, Judge led baseball last year with 208 strikeouts. Yeah. Some stats I'm pulling.
They even benched him at one point.
I mean,
last year.
Well, probably the fans were probably booing so loud they had it was a fucking distraction.
I think you should just be happy you have him. And just, it's coming. Don't worry.
I mean, it's not like he's going to strike out five times, you know, the whole fucking year, every game. I mean, the dude's going to hit home runs.
And I wonder how much of it, you know, the fans are actually getting into his head, too, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot, you know.
Yeah.
You're doing your thing, and you're out there. You're not used to, you know, them booing you and stuff. That could be a major distraction in your head. And
yeah,
really
he was used to being the superstar there in Miami. So.
Right. Well, baseball is like 90% mental game.
Right, yeah.
Other than trying to hit a baseball, which is the hardest thing in sport.
Or steroids.
Well, or steroids.
Maybe he needs some more steroids. Maybe that's a problem.
Maybe Stanton's not taking enough steroids.
Maybe he's just going to hit the weights a little harder like he does.
The weights?
Yeah.
The weights?
You mean the steroids.
You mean
the
juice.
Juice.
Man's a monster. It's not steroids.
McGuire's probably shooting him up right now.
Y'all, it's not proven.
And Arnold's just naturally strong. Arnold Schwarzenegger, he's naturally shredded like that. It's all
about
natural.
Arnold.
Yeah, Stallone did it natural, too.
Stallone, all natural in Rocky IV.
All natural. Yep.
Yeah, they don't.
Seriously, that motherfucker in Rocky IV and Rambo III is the most
shredded.
Like a brick house.
Rambo 3, and he gets that hole through his side in Rambo 3, and he puts the gunpowder in it and fucking burns it.
Yeah.
Well, that was badass. That was my whole point with that. Rambo's awesome.
Rambo is good.
People shit on Rambo 3, though.
I liked it.
I love Rambo 3.
Yeah, that was...
He shoots down a helicopter with an exploding tip arrow.
Does.
I mean, come on, man. That's the baddest fucking thing.
I won't argue that.
This Russian attack chopper comes up over a sand dune and fucking Stallone Rambo pops up and he's like, and it makes this weird sound when he's like, with the, like the arrow. The arrow makes the weird sound.
What was
sound.
That noise again?
Sound effects then. Maybe we're a little.
He fucking
little
sneaks
less
into that camp at night with nothing but a knife and his fucking nerves of steel. Through a field of landmines. I mean, that's pretty legit.
It's tough.
All right, so Giancarlo Stanton.
Non-steroid user.
Steroid user Giancarlo Stanton. We're just all over the fucking place today. Unless we're talking steroids. Mark McGuire, in a recent interview, said that he would have still hit 70 home runs without the performance-enhancing drugs.
He wouldn't have hit 20.
Well, he probably would have hit 20.
Well, he did hit a lot before he took them.
Yeah, he hit like 30 to 40.
Yeah, so I mean, that's pretty good. But like, yeah, so why'd you take them then?
Well, he said he took him to help himself recover.
Oh, what? Oh. That is the biggest cop-out. Every one of them.
Yeah.
You know, in the steroid era, that was the... Well, I'm, you know, to help me come back quicker and do
yeah,
this
why'd
and
you,
that.
Why'd you keep taking
them? Well, so, okay, you come back quicker so you can hit home runs at a faster rate.
Yeah.
So, what
Well, see, what the I don't fuck? Really remember seeing McGuire before the steroid. I mean, he was a decently big dude, though.
Yeah, he wasn't
well,
like...
Well, the thing that killed me was you look at Sosa before he come in.
Yeah.
Like, when he got...
Oh, yeah, he's tiny.
He was tiny. Yeah. Then he... You know.
Yeah, if you look at his rookie card, it's like...
I have Marvin Ryers.
The rookie card, Sammy Sosa, to roided out Sosa, to now white fat Sosa. It's like, that man is transformative.
I mean, it's pretty impressive, really.
It's really impressive. But yeah, I mean, you recover faster, so you hit more home runs. That's just how it is. Like, what are you talking about?
You cheater. You're a cheater. That's what we're talking about.
Bonds is... at least cheater, Bonds cheater. Has the common sense to keep his fucking mouth shut.
Yeah, he does.
You know, I don't know. Who's interviewing Mark McGuire? Who goes out to him a day? And, you know what? I'm going to interview Mark McGuire.
I
got to
see what he thinks.
Is he a hitting coach now?
Bonds was... I don't think it's McGuire.
I don't think McGuire is.
Maybe not. I thought...
Bonds was...
I mean, to me, his hitting thing would just be hitting people with steroids.
Line up, boys. Except for Stanton. He missed him because he was busy working out.
Well, he doubled up on him.
Double up.
Double steroid. Yeah. Double one on each shot.
On each leg or ass cheek, whatever they do, wherever they put it up. I don't know.
But so that's why, you know, that's why I think Ruth hitting 60, penis, man.
I don't know.
Maris hitting 41 or 61. That's a real accomplishment, man.
I think it's cool, but, like, I just don't think the pitching was good. So,
well, it's like, okay, take your pick. The pitching's good or you're fucking roided out. What's the difference?
Well, this is what I'm saying. This is back right. We're going right back into it. And I was like, not everybody's on steroids. Not everybody.
Everybody that's hit over 60 home runs has been.
Yeah. So, go box 10 years.
Didn't hit 60 home runs.
I know he did not, yes. But he will. He will eventually. Judge might get there too. He hit 50 as a rookie.
I mean, it's hard to name a big home run hitter that hasn't been tied up in the steroid thing. Can you name one?
Ruth. Babe Ruth.
Roger Maris.
The old guys.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's why that's the
call. I mean, it's just crazy. Every time there's been somebody, you know, that in the past 10, 15 years, they're tied with it somehow. Yeah. You know?
I would not be surprised. If somebody told me tomorrow Stanton and Judge are on steroids, I'd be like, well.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. But, I mean, I'm just saying that I'll defend him so far because he hasn't done it yet. We haven't seen it yet.
I'm not really a traditionalist, though. Fuck it. Roid them up, man.
Oh, I don't care if they do. If they want to make it fine.
No, they should. Okay. I mean, start a, you know, XLB. Right? Just roid them the fuck up.
Here we go.
But, I mean, if you're going to do that, you need to make a Hall of Fame class with just steroids. And from, like, the...
the steroid
because
Hall of Fame.
It's not... I don't know. I don't think they should be able to go down and pass... You know, Ruth or Hank Aaron or somebody like that. When you know you've been cheating for 20 years,
that's probably the
that's my biggest problem. I mean, if you're going to do it, that's fine. But
they should strip
bonds past.
They should strip home runs. So like, I don't know how you necessarily
do
they're
that. Not in the record books, right? I mean, they
well
the
I
bonds
mean,
was well, I
mean, bond,
was,
yeah
well,
bonds
they've
is still
taking it out now, right?
I don't know. I've never heard anything about them taking it out.
I don't see how they couldn't.
You'd have
discount
to,
it. They're not going to put the man in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, he won't be in the Hall of Fame. They won't let.
Well, see, know. Which is if they ever do, you know, it would be funny. Like if they ever do lax up on that shit, and then McGuire and Sosa get in to the Hall of Fame, Pete Rose would still be out.
That's what I was
yeah,
to say.
Pete Rose
that's...
would still be out.
Rose would still be out. It's just the biggest
betting on
bullshit.
Yourself is not as bad as taking steroids.
Betting on yourself.
Come on now.
You know, I was watching another Pete Rose interview the other day, and the guy was talking. He's like, you know, about he asked him about playing in different stadiums
that
affected his hitting or whatever. And he's talking about, like, hitting. And he just said the most, like, next-level shit without even, like...
He's talking about like, the back wall.
The back wall the and back stuff. But something. He's like, you know, the guy's like, oh, you can't see that come out of the pitcher's hand. He's like, no, you can't see the spin on the ball. But it's just like, you know, it's like the crazy, he's like... You can't hear the spin on the fucking ball, or like you can't taste the fucking air around the pitcher. It's just like the most like next level shit that he is talking about. It's just how good of a hitter he was just be able his pitch recognition.
Mm-hmm.
You know, coming out of the pitcher's hand, looking at the spin on the ball, seeing like where it's going, and then you know getting a hit and then diving.
Yeah, you know, I agree. Your point earlier, it's the hardest thing in sports. It'd have to be.
Yeah,
fastball is like I've done like batting cages at like 80 miles an hour.
Oh yeah,
like,
they'll fuck
I'm like
you
holy
up,
crap,
they will fuck you up.
Like I'll like foul tip them every once in a while, but you know I'm not connecting with those real good.
Nah, I mean you know, I've been to a couple big league games. I've seen guys throw 95 or so, and I mean it's just not even.
Can't even see it.
You can't see it. It just like there's a pop on the mitt, and then you're just like, oh well, fucking, I guess he threw one. I don't know how umpires call it.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing. They always get so much crap, and I'm like, it's 90 miles an hour. Like, yeah, you have to make shit. A split-second call. Like, that's tough.
Yeah, and that you're looking at, okay, you're looking at the batter to see where his knees and his chest are. You're looking at the plate.
Yeah.
You know, and then you got to, like, and you're looking at the ball at the same time. You got to zone that up. That is
tough.
That's tough shit. Now, like, with, you know, umpires on the baselines, that's a little, like, people bitch at them because you can hear, you know, you can hear, like, a player's foot hit the bag and somebody catching the ball, and there's a difference in the sound.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, you can kind of, okay, I heard his foot hit the thing before, first, then I heard the glove pop, you know. So, like, umpiring on the bases is a little, I see people bitching, but, like, a fucking 95-mile-an-hour fastball, man, coming down through there. Well, and it's like on the black of the plate.
It's like 2 inches off. Like.
Well, the cameras don't help anything either. You watch it on TV, you're like, well, that's a strike.
Yeah, it looks different from the angles.
Yeah, and unless they went to something like that, which I don't think they'll ever do, but, you know, you look at that and you're like, well, I don't see, well, that's a strike. Why didn't they call that?
They'll have, like, the electronic strike zones. And then
those are cool when you're watching the game.
Yeah, they're cool when you're watching.
I like watching that too, where the ball's at and the drop on it.
Yeah, the ball trail and everything is cool. But, you know. So let's see what else we got. The Yankees and Red Sox had a brawl. Also, the Padres and Rockies. So my question for the panel here, I'm calling us a panel now.
Okay.
But my question is, is the league secretly happy that these guys are fighting? Specifically the Yankees and Red Sox.
Yes.
They got to be, right?
Especially the Yankees and Red Sox. They're happy about
that. Yeah, I mean, that's like a Padres and Rockies,
who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
But, you know.
That's it. Well, they talk about changing rules of baseball to make it quicker and stuff. People are losing interest in baseball, people are. So I saw a game the other day. Gosh. Like, it was completely empty almost. I think they
The AAA, it was wasn't it a Mariners game?
Because
the AAA team, there was only like 900 in the MLB. Yeah, there was like 980 people.
Yeah.
And the AAA game had more fans than the Major League.
Sometimes like, smaller baseball is fun to watch. It is not a good thing for baseball, though, but.
No. I mean, I think, okay, so. The plot of the movie Major League, right, is that this lady's trying to get less than 80,000 fans on the season so she can move the team.
Yeah.
So are the Mariners moving? Is that what's going on here? Mariners moving? They're tanking.
Seattle's going to lose another team.
Maybe she bought them.
I don't know. But she's going to tank the team and move to Florida.
But that thing is, like, it might be dropping, but the baseball has so many games. You can't go to every game. There's not enough people to go to every game. So,
I don't know. I mean, you know,
Wrigley is pretty full most of the time, though. But
yeah, they just won a World Series. Yeah. And blah blah blah. I mean, you know, Yankee Stadium's always full.
Who wants to go sit in the sun and watch your team tank for 4 hours?
Well, I mean, I'm getting ready to do that in May. I'm going to go watch the Reds play the Cubs.
Well, you might win. So.
Well, I mean, the Reds are 2-11.
I'm getting tired of us, though. We're just underachieving early on. I said this last week, I don't like to get into it too early into the season, but they're bothering me.
Well, you know, 2 wins in 13 games. The Reds are
already out of playoff contention.
Yeah, they might win 30 this year. I don't know. That'd be tough, but. You know, hey, if I go watch them beat the Cubs, and I'll just rub it in Matt's face for, you know,
that's fine.
Rest of my days.
Y'all have already beat us once. One of your two wins is us. So,
well, that is true. I don't know, man. Just the Reds pitching, killing. But yeah, you know, the Yankees and Red Sox. The back in, like, you know. 06, 07, 05, when, like, the Yankees Red Sox thing, when the Red Sox came and won the pennant for the first time since 1920 something or whatever the hell it was. That was, like, you know, baseball was, like, booming then. You know, that was everybody was talking about that shit. Everybody was arguing it. People were picking sides. I don't even like the fucking Yankees, but since one of my friends liked the Red Sox, I pulled for the Yankees just because he's pulling for the Red Sox, you know?
No. So is it. Is it? I still hear this. So, is it the greatest rivalry in sports, Yankees Red Sox?
Well, let's go through other rivalries. I mean, you got Bears-Packers is like the longest standing, it's a long standing rivalry.
Lakers-Celtics.
That would be, to me, that'd be one of the...
That's a big one.
But I mean, it's...
But Red Sox-Yankees, I mean, I think there. You got to say it's pretty well the biggest rivalry. It's
still holding that, I think. Yeah, it probably is.
I think
it stayed more relevant too. I don't think like Lakers Celtics, they don't play each other as much either. Like Lakers Celtics, they only would meet in the finals really, and like once or twice a year they might play. But
yeah, and that's when both of those teams aren't well. Okay, Boston's pretty good with Kyrie, but without Kyrie, both of those teams aren't good enough right now to be playing in the playoffs and stuff. You look at Magic and Bird. And then, you've got Kobe versus,
Pierce.
I couldn't remember his name. I was going to say Ray Allen.
Well, Pierce and Ray
Allen.
And
Garnett.
And Garnett. Garnett's who I was trying to think of.
Yeah.
But those are only certain periods of time.
Yeah, that's the thing. They go through the periods. But the only reason they're, like, I would consider them those because they both have the most number of championships.
Yeah.
The Celtics and Lakers, so it's... But, yeah, I guess Boston. New York, probably. That's still probably it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just trying to think through other rivalries.
I guess in the past 5 years, you could throw the Cavs and Warriors in there.
They're starting a good thing.
Is that really a rivalry when the Warriors just kick the fuck out of the Cavs?
No, the Cavs got that 1 year.
They did get them that 1 year. I've actually correctly predicted those every single year.
Before Durant.
Those three or somehow.
Well, I mean...
I was rooting for the Warriors the first year, and I was rooting for the Cavs the last two, but I picked the Warriors. I knew last year it wasn't going to be.
I always forget you're a LeBron apologist.
I'm a LeBron fan.
I don't know what the deal is.
With me liking LeBron?
I don't know what the deal is.
Look, Kobe retired. Okay. So, look, I'll give him his due now. I gave him a lot of crap
He's
a great player. It's not even a good basketball player. Here we go. Let me guess. He's on steroids.
I didn't
steroids.
Say he wasn't good, but as I cannot his attitude. Okay, I know this is complete. We're talking about baseball.
He's about ready to transfer to the NBA.
My problem with this is I shared something the other day.
Okay.
There was a clip of Jordan talking about.
I've seen the clip.
Okay. Jordan, not once did he go out, I'm the greatest in the world. Okay, he knew he surpassed Magic. He knew he did all that. Anyway, and every damn interview, LeBron is on there. I'm the best player in the world.
I don't know if he does that every interview.
You can watch. You can watch, like, several. I mean, he says it a lot.
You know who also said that?
What?
Muhammad Ali. You don't hate on Muhammad Ali, do you?
It was a different. He was. That's completely different.
How's it different?
Well, Ali had the belts.
LeBron's got championships.
I mean, he's fucking he's got, like 3-6.
That he didn't. That
it's like 3.
He
and
had
six
stacked teams every damn time that they won. He won.
He went to the
he
finals
couldn't win by himself with
team.
The Cavs. So what's he do? He rides Dwayne Wade's coattails to a championship. Yep.
Rode Dwayne Wade.
Yep. That's right.
And LeBron's been the best player on every team he's
and
ever
Bosh.
Played on.
Oh.
Has he not?
He couldn't do it
alone. If it wasn't for Ray Allen, he wouldn't have got that first championship.
Well, who's ever done
it? Not one, not who's, two, who's, not three, not that? Four. We'll win five.
Who's ever done it alone?
Huh?
Who's ever done it alone then?
Look at Kobe's team he won with Powell.
With Pau Gasol, you just said it. He's going to be a Hall of Famer.
Powell?
Yeah.
Oh, my
Absolutely.
Goodness. Oh, my good. Powell.
Yes.
He had
look at his stats. Look at
so, I guess Mark Gasol's going in there, too.
Yeah, eventually, when he's done.
And Z-Bo. And,
no, Z-Bo's not.
Oh, Z-Bo's not.
No.
Z-Bo's
he's not on Gasol's.
I don't know if I agree with this Pau Gasol.
You don't think he's going to be a Hall of Famer?
No.
Seriously?
No.
Why?
I don't know. I think he's kind of just a support guy, man.
And he's soft.
No.
He is pretty soft.
He's
soft.
You really forget how good he was.
I guess Howard's going to be in there, too.
You forget because he's older now that you're not.
Dwight Howard's going to be in there, too, isn't he?
Yeah. I don't know.
Howard's garbage, dude.
I don't know about Howard. I don't know.
So Gasol gets
in. Howard did pass Shaq on the rebound list though, all the time, though. It's kind of, I didn't see that coming. He's got a long way to go still.
Well, I don't know if Shaq really gave a fuck about rebounds, though.
He might not have. I mean,
I think he just cared.
He was all about dunking and putting his dick in people's face.
Howard did come out of high school, though, too. Shaq played, I think, at least a couple years in college.
Yeah, he dominated LSU.
But, I mean, no, I'm just saying, like, I don't hate on LeBron. Like, I hate Steph Curry a lot more than LeBron. Like, he annoys me so much more than...
Well, see, I have more respect for Steph than I do LeBron.
Why? Why do you have respect for him? He's a cocky little bastard. Why would you have respect for him?
I don't know. I just...
He taunts other benches. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's just... Why? I don't understand why you like him.
Well, I think it's funny that Steph isn't allowed to talk shit, and LeBron gets his little feelings hurt and gets mad.
It's actually the complete opposite. Like, everyone loves Steph Curry, and actually he's just a great human being. But LeBron James does anything, and it's the end of the world.
Oh, boy.
I'm just saying. LeBron's never done anything off the court that's bad. He's always like...
What's Steph done that's bad off the court?
I'm not saying that. I'm just defending LeBron here for a second, okay. Even though I don't want to have to do that.
Seems like you do. I mean, go back 10 years. Saying, that's all you
I'm just saying, look,
you've been all on LeBron's dick.
Look, because...
All over it.
Because, like...
All over it.
That's right. That's fine.
Just slobber on it.
Anyway, like the spike and... because it was always Kobe versus LeBron, so I always, like, you know, I'm siding with Kobe because Kobe's my favorite player, so, and Lakers are my favorite team.
LeBron's better than Kobe.
No.
You just said that.
He actually just said the opposite of that. The
complete opposite. Anyway, now that Kobe's gone, I can actually enjoy watching LeBron without all the criticism.
Who could enjoy watching LeBron, though, man?
He's a good basketball player. So you're saying he's the best basketball player in the league right now?
Yeah, he is.
He still is.
I don't know.
He still is currently.
But who's better?
Huh?
Who's better?
I mean, if I'm taking it, Durant's taking his spot.
Durant's soft as fuck,
dude.
You
talk about soft, Durant.
You talk about soft. He's softer than Powell.
Whoa.
He's softer than Powell.
Can we get a poll going, some Powell and Saul to the Hall of Fame? It's going to happen.
It is not.
It's going to happen.
No.
Do some stat work,
but
man.
He's too soft. That's why they lost to the Celtics that year in the playoffs or in the championship.
That whole team was soft that year, though. That wasn't just
Kobe's never been soft. Right?
Okay, other than Kobe.
but
the next year
team,
they came
though,
back and they played hard and they won.
Right. But you look at that team they had. They had Gasol. That was it.
Ron Artest was pretty good still then. As a defender, he was elite at that point.
Well, I mean, actually, elbowing people in the face.
Well,
I mean
get out of his lane. You know what I mean? Like,
dude, okay. Pau Gasol has averaged 17.4 points a game in his career. That's pretty fucking good.
And he can pass and stuff. I just don't see.
He's still having triple doubles at 37. Well, he plays for the Spurs. Nobody knows. Like, nobody sees the little stats that he does and little things he does. But because he don't play big minutes anymore.
I went to basketballreference.com for this shit. And it has his nicknames. It just made me laugh. Meal Ticket, E.T., and Kung Pao.
Kung Pao.
Who gave him these
nicknames? I don't know, but that has it right there.
What is E.T. for?
You know, his last name is not Gasol.
Was it not?
Gasol is his middle name. Pau Gasol Saez is his...
Really?
Yeah. Saez is his last name.
Never knew that. Does Mark Gasol have... Is his middle
Look
name
Mark Gasol?
Is his
Those are brothers.
Is his middle name Gasol, too?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, that's weird.
That is weird.
That doesn't make sense.
I think he's going in.
You know, and you forget, they were both on the same team.
Mark Gasol Saez. What? And that's his last name.
How did I never know this?
I don't know.
I don't know, man.
And if you remember, you back on those Memphis teams, they were always tough in the playoffs.
Yeah, man. They were traded for each other.
But, at
one point. That's weird.
And see, I think Mark, his game was more polished than Powell's.
It's close.
Because to me, if you're thinking, I mean, because Mark is more of a, you know.
He's a better passer, I think.
Well, he's a better passer, and he's not soft. Mark is like...
Well, Mark's been shooting outside longer. Powell just started shooting outside not recently, so he wasn't always a 3-point shooter or anything.
Yeah, if you look at points, rebounds, and assists, though, Powell is like way over Gasol. But,
I'm saying, I think at the end of his career,
Powell's way over.
I think he's considered. He's got 2 championships. He was in several All-Star games. I know.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's probably lesser people that have been in.
Well, that's probably true.
Yeah. Oh yeah, huh?
Where the fuck were we?
I don't know.
Okay, well, I'm just going to go into the NBA now.
Would you like to talk about Kirk Cousins?
Well, why do we have to do that?
Please don't.
Okay, so Russell Westbrook has averaged a triple-double in the season.
I think we're probably going to argue.
Well, he needed 16 rebounds in the last game, and he ended up with 20.
He also had 19 assists in that game.
Because he can.
And 6 points.
Because, well, we don't talk about that.
Yeah, well.
He's responsible for, you know, how many points he's responsible for.
So my thing is that I don't understand what stat padding is. Because if it's the case, then you can just be the greatest player of all time.
Now, who'd they
by
play?
Stat padding.
They play the Bucks.
Might have been the Bucks.
I think it was the Bucks. So, yeah. You know, they didn't give a shit.
No, that's the thing. Nobody cares right now. And he needed that many to get the record, so he went and got it. Point is that when you get the rebound, you're going to throw it to Westbrook anyway because he's the point guard, so just let him get the damn ball and go with it.
Well, this is true.
So I don't care. I don't understand stat padding. I don't know.
Nobody's really even talking about it, though, is the big thing. It's like, he averaged a triple-double last year. It was a huge, big deal. And then, he averaged a triple-double this year. Nobody gives a shit.
Because now they're labeling him as a stat padder, and that he just doesn't even really get them.
Yeah,
but it's fake numbers he's putting up.
If he starts winning in the playoffs, if he gets a ring, then all of a sudden, I think people start talking about it more.
Yeah, I think so. I think that would change a lot of people's outlook. They act like he's a selfish player, but if he has 19 assists, that's not really selfish, right? He takes dumb shots. I'll give you that. There's some fourth quarter shots but Kobe took dumb shots sometimes too. That's what people that feel like they're the best player do.
Yeah.
Like, I take dumb shots in street ball because I feel like I'm going to make them. I don't always make them. I mean, that's just the way it is.
He's Russell Westbrook of street hoops.
Westbrook street. Except you don't rebound, pass.
I absolutely.
He's a big man.
Absolutely rebound. I might not pass enough, but I absolutely rebound.
I mean, I'm the passer on the team anyway.
That's true.
He's true.
He throws dimes.
Well, you laughing at that?
The reason I'm laughing, I'll never get this picture out of my head. It's like 98 degrees out. Rocky's like, I'm gonna go Tony Parker on it. Oh, he's running around dribbling the ball. He ran around like 4 times, and then like he throws it up. I can't remember if he made it or not, but he falls down. He's like,
I was dead the rest.
Having
of
a heart
day.
Attack.
Dead the rest. Of the
it's
day.
Like.
Right, 98 on that asphalt.
It was hot. I don't know how you lay in there.
That's unforgiving.
It felt good when I showed up.
Parker plays in these air-cooled gyms. You don't understand.
Yeah, that's some bullshit.
Actually, that's what I want to see. You know, if they're such athletes. That 1 year, I think it was when the Spurs and Cavs played.
When he cramped?
Well, LeBron's like, oh, it's hot. They turned AC off. You know, I'm like, If you're such an athlete,
I don't understand.
Why the hell, you know, take it up another level. Have him play in Rucker Park for 7 games.
That would be amazing.
100 degree asphalt.
Yeah, I mean,
it'd be amazing. You wouldn't get any kind of crowd, but they'd be like on the buildings.
Yeah.
that'd be awesome though.
That's what kills me. They're playing in an air conditioned arena, man. I'd like to see him play a couple games outside throughout the season.
They should have outside games. Like the NHL, the best games are the outside games.
The only thing that would worry me is like, if you can't have really any wind, or if you do have wind, the ball is just going to fly out of bounds.
It's fine. They hadn't stopped the NFL from playing in like
that. That's true, though. I mean, see, NBA relies too much on
Where was the couple games that they played? Was it in
Chicago's pretty windy.
England or something. It was yeah. crossed. It was
yeah,
and the field was either. Shit.
Yeah.
It was just mud.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I mean, I'd like to see them do something like that.
I would
if
too.
If they're such great athletes, I mean, throw it out in the heat and.
I don't know how hard it would be to throw some hardwood like a turf field or something. But
they throw it everywhere, man.
Yeah,
they've got like NHL somewhere one night and then an NBA the next.
That's true. Yeah, yeah. I mean, they take it down, put it up.
But. I mean, heck, not even with the heat. I mean, have them play in like 20 degrees
That'll
outside.
Be even funner.
That's what I
actually.
See.
Yeah, dead of winter.
It's just dribbling through
snow
the snow
everywhere.
Yeah. That'd be an awesome game, man.
Yeah, because I mean, to me, in the playoffs, what is home field in the?
I don't know the crowd. Like I was watching a little bit last night, and I was like, I forgot how crazy crowd gets during playoffs times in NBA basketball. But like that Raptors game was good. Like it was really good. And then towards the end, like the crowd can push it sometimes. But
yeah,
I don't know. Yeah, it's true though. The element issue would be cool.
Yeah. Out of your element.
Yeah, out of your element. Anyway,
all right.
We've
so,
talked about nothing that was on the list.
Well, okay. Let's see here. The Knicks fire Jay Hornacek.
Yeah.
So I had a hold on here. I had something on this. Where? Okay. Here we go. They're thinking about contacting Jay Wright from Villanova. But you know, he said in interviews, and we've said it here for him. He's got the ideal job at Villanova.
Yeah.
You know? And why the fuck would you go to the Knicks? So here's a list of coaches that the Knicks have completely fucked up. Larry Brown,
yep.
Hall of Famer.
Yep.
Phil Jackson.
Yep.
The greatest NBA coach of all time. And Mike D'Antoni.
Yep.
Who's now at the Rockets and balling. So
he balled at Phoenix too.
Yeah, he did ball at Phoenix, and so you know. You ruined D'Antoni's probably going in the Hall of Fame coaching too. You ruined three like Hall of Fame coaches. They can't do shit with your team.
I'm not sure the Phil Jackson. I didn't understand that because he was against Porzingis from day one.
I thought Phil got Porzingis.
Was he?
I thought
because they had a problem there toward the.
I think it was Phil's pick was Porzingis. I think
but then they were talking about trading him.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, Phil wasn't though. It was the owner.
It was the owner. Yeah.
Okay.
Which I think they should trade him. He literally has been hurt since they drafted him.
Yeah, but he's really good.
Oh, he's great. He's kind of like Anthony Davis, man. Like,
well,
he's got the just big, tall, I get hurt all the time syndrome. Or
his game, I mean, watching him play, he reminds me a lot of Dirk.
Yeah, I mean,
because you know he's a 7-footer. He can drain threes. He's long. I mean,
he's a great talent. It's just if he can stay healthy. But the Knicks are
really
a disaster.
Though, why would you want to stay healthy with that team? Carmelo didn't.
They're a fucking dumpster fire.
They
dude.
Are. They're a
Melo got the fuck out of there. He's lucky he did.
Amari went there. And that's where his career died.
Yeah, that's where careers go to die.
Michael
now.
Beasley out there being the GOAT, though, still for he's been playing really well with the Knicks, actually.
Well, but like I don't know, man. I think the Knicks are just fucking cursed.
Well,
they are.
You look at Ewing back in the day, you know, he can't win a fucking championship.
Yeah.
I did see where they asked Mark Jackson, because you know, he's thinking he's wanting to go back to coaching.
Yeah.
They asked him if he would be interested in the Knicks thing. And on live TV, he coughs. You know, so I don't know. Mark Jackson, I like Mark Jackson.
Yeah, I think that would be
a lot of people won't agree with this, but he's responsible for what Golden State's at.
I absolutely agree.
Steve Kerr's not.
I absolutely agree with you.
He's the one that drafted those players, and he brought them in.
They had that great series with the Clippers right before they fired him.
And then Steph got hurt. He rolled his ankle on that three.
Yeah, go figure.
Yeah. Weak
ankles.
Anyway, Steph got hurt.
It's soft.
And that team went down, and then they fired him, which I don't. Before that, what have they done? You know?
Well, we're going to talk playoff picture here in a second, but I just reminded me that I had a thing on Steve Kerr here. Basically, Steve Kerr came out and said that his players don't care enough about playing defense, and then Durant comes back and says that their strategy needs to be better, so he throws it back on Steve Kerr.
Yeah,
the Warriors, They're kind of falling apart a little bit.
A little bit. See, I thought they would stumble, and then they just crushed the Spurs yesterday.
Yeah.
They murdered them.
I was like, never mind. Never mind. They were just playing possum the whole last couple months of the season.
Which,
they were just hanging out.
Which, it could be real interesting offseason, because Durant, he's declining that, and they're going to, restructure his deal. But, I mean, he's going to be an unrestricted free agent, so he could really... I'm sure he'll sign back with them because he knows what they have.
Yeah.
But really, the ball's in his court. He could be like, well, the hell with Golden State. I'm going
to
go.
He can just come to the Lakers or whatever. Whatever he wants to do, and then I'll forgive him and be a fan again. But he can continue to be a snake if he wants.
I mean, I don't know,
man. I'm just thinking, like, I don't know. I don't know if I can pick the Warriors to go to the finals anymore because of this whole turmoil drama.
The Rockets, though, man, yeah, they look really good. They could beat the Warriors.
I might be picking them Rockets.
I'd be all right with Harden getting a ring.
I really want Harden to get a ring. Him and DeRozan at the same time.
I don't like Harden.
Well, let's be honest. I said something about Toronto the other day. It's been a while back, but they're going to crumble.
Hey, they're up 1-0.
Oh, wow. Beat a Wizards team.
Beat your team.
Yeah, beat your team. You were touting to come out of the East.
Yeah.
The Wizards.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Now he just changes your tune.
Well, I'm just...
Washington Capitals fan, too. I'll see what you're doing.
Who the Blue Jackets beat the other night in overtime.
That's true.
Let's be honest, though. In that game... If it wasn't for the power plays, it would have been 0-0.
It would have been 0-0. There was some that hit that Anderson put on that dude. See, that shit should be legal in my eyes. They call charging, but okay, we just jumped right into NHL.
Oh, right to hockey. We segued a little bit from Washington.
Yeah,
teams.
But we were just talking about the NBA playoff picture.
We settled that. The Raptors got that series locked up.
So we did not settle that, but the NHL playoffs. You know, it's in full swing right now. A lot of teams are up 2-0 in their first series. But the series we care about here on the show, the Capitals and Blue Jackets, has only played one game.
I'll be on record. I don't care about it.
Yeah, because Dallas didn't make the damn playoffs.
But we, as a show, 2 out of 3 care about it. So, therefore, the show cares about it.
Where's your stars at?
Where are they at?
Oh, they're sitting at the damn house.
Don't you worry. We're coming back.
Don't you worry about that. All the shit you're talking about. All the videos you talk about me and Rock.
You talk about the Raptors choking.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Capitals.
They have not made it out of the second round of the playoffs in 10 years.
Well, I'm just talking about where are the stars?
Where's your Stanley Cup?
At the house. That's what it's at.
Their Stanley Cup's at the house. It's sitting.
They got all kinds of time to polish it.
That's good.
That's good.
Then they can polish it up and see what a champion looks like in the reflection. That's right.
You know, the thing about the Capitals, they weren't even supposed to be good this year. They lost three or four guys last year. And so they weren't even supposed to be – a lot of people wasn't even looking at them to make playoffs.
Well, listen, the Blue Jackets are the future of the Metropolitan Division.
Well, it's hard to disagree with. They've got young players,
you know, aside from Thomas Vanek, who they traded for.
Panarin's
a beast. He's 26 years old.
I think he surprised a lot of people when they traded for him because a lot of people didn't know who he was.
Yeah, he's Russian as fuck.
That's all it takes. Bro. That shot to win the game, that was a pretty filthy shot.
Artemi Panarin and Sergei Bobrovsky, we can't fucking lose. Bobrovsky is a beast of a goalie. You know,
that's our issue as goalies.
They scored 4 goals on him. But like 3 of them were on power plays,
and he got his composure when they were down. You know, he stepped up. I mean, he's a heck of a goalie.
Yeah, but you know, he's an all-star goalie. So I mean, but yeah, you know that game. Panarin comes in OT, some fancy handles which he has, and he drains the goal there. And so you know we'll be watching that. The next game's tonight.
Yeah.
At 7:30, I think. So we'll fall asleep again.
I really think it's going to be an interesting series. I mean,
it should be a good one.
Because
yeah.
Game 1, it was back and forth. I mean, that's
yeah.
And
yeah, I thought it was over early. Yeah, it looked like.
Well, and I think and Rocky can vouch for this. You know, we went and watched him play, and it to me, it is crazy the difference, the speed, the fans, everything,
mm-hmm.
from a regular season game and a playoff game.
Oh yeah,
like I couldn't believe, you know, regular season they're not really pushing it. Well, the playoffs they are pushing it. Yeah, I mean, they are.
Yeah, playoff hockey is amazing.
The charging penalties was there.
There's the games. A bunch. They're putting them down.
There'll be like five or six people like suspended. There's some big hits.
Let them play. It's the playoffs. Just let them hit. Let them fight.
But and, you know,
when we took that puck to the face, that was.
Yeah,
I thought he was out. There's blood everywhere.
Yep, my boy took the puck to the face.
Yeah,
came back in the game like 5 minutes later.
Yeah,
got a fucking cut on his cheek.
I was like, "Daggone, man, that's tough."
Yeah, that's legit. The only other thing I wanted to say about NHL, real quick, while we're here, Sidney Crosby has hat trick on the Flyers in the first game. So the Penguins beat the Flyers in the first game 7-0, and then Philadelphia comes back, and they've got the series tied up at 1-1.
I would love to see Philly knock off.
Okay,
Pittsburgh.
I'm actually
not saying
like,
Pittsburgh.
Look, I understand the hate for Pittsburgh. I hate them, but I'm getting real sick of Philadelphia winning everything. So
I'm okay with it. I'm all right. Fuck, win it all.
You know, the Eagles, the Sixers, Villanova,
the
Flyers all
that's
win.
That's fine.
Them
let
Sixers
them win.
Looking at
I know,
Sixers
they
the
do.
Outside pick.
Well,
the Sixers,
and then Allen Iverson,
destroyed Miami.
I'll tell you, I'm kind of pulling for 76ers just because Allen Iverson's on the side. He never got his championship. He's thrown up three. They're getting ready to do a tip off, and
he's going to be on the court before it's over with.
What's your problem with AI? I'm tired of Philadelphia.
Now you got a problem with AI.
I'm tired of Philadelphia. I like Allen Iverson. Did you want him to beat the Lakers back in the day?
Okay, see,
he ruined our perfect playoff season.
How about this, right? The Flyers beat the Penguins
and then lose.
The Sixers can
beat the Heat and then lose. Actually, the Sixers can go all the way to the finals.
Well,
lose to Houston. I don't care.
Embiid was a big factor in last month's game too, wasn't he?
Who was
he? Didn't play.
I didn't say anything
about
Embiid.
No, I didn't say you did.
Oh.
Everybody was on Embiid's nuts. That's all I'm saying.
Oh.
So the Sixers would play either Boston or Milwaukee in the second,
which could end up being Milwaukee because Boston's without Kyrie.
Yeah, but so Boston's still tough.
They still playing tough.
I'm surprised. They've had a lot of buzzer beaters, but
yeah, can we give their coach some credit at this point? Brad Stevens.
To me, he's one of the best minds.
Oh
in
my
like,
gosh, man.
Like coach. Because
they just
a lot of people. A lot of people when Kyrie went down, they'd been like, "Well, that's it."
Yeah. They haven't given up.
They've been winning.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy. They still have a really young team.
They do, yeah.
I mean, Jaylen Brown, who's
Tatum.
On? Tatum, Jason.
Yeah, but young teams, man. Philly.
Old teams do win in the playoffs somehow.
That's true.
It happens.
That's true.
I trust LeBron right now.
It'll probably be Golden State and Cleveland.
Yeah, I know. We're getting all hyped. Maybe a new team will be in there. There'll just be sweeps all the way through. It's them too.
I don't think Cavs have the depth.
I can't see it, but they got
LeBron.
They usually have the Raptors number. They probably beat them.
If Lowry and
DeRozan
can both stay.
They looked okay last night.
What kills me is every year in the playoffs, DeRozan's hot or Lowry's hot.
Or they both.
And then one of them's good, one of them's bad, like usually. And they can never like both have a decent game. I mean, this year, I mean, they won
could,
the. So, I mean, it could be interesting. You know, with them losing 10 games up to the playoffs and they go in the playoffs and pick that first one up, that's big.
It is big.
That's
huge.
Should be interesting playoffs, though.
Oh
yeah,
yeah.
So let's just get in the NBA playoffs here. This will be our last thing. So we've got the Raptors playing Washington, Cleveland versus Indiana, 76ers versus Heat, Boston versus Milwaukee. That's the Eastern. That's the Eastern Conference. So right now. The Raptors beat the Wizards. The 76ers beat the Heat. And then, so they're up 1-0. In the West, you got Houston versus Minnesota. You've got OKC versus Utah, Portland versus New Orleans, and Golden State versus the Spurs. New Orleans up 1-0, and Golden State up 1-0.
Yeah, New Orleans game was good. They had a block. Drew Holiday blocked a shot last night near the buzzer to hold that game off.
We ought to go through and give our pick for each for series.
For like each series?
Yeah, for each series, and have like kind of like a show, you know, just a show. You know, if we all true. Agree on it, you
well,
know.
Well, I mean, whatever. I was going to do it now, but I mean, whatever. I mean, well, okay, well, let's just talk about a couple of the matchups right now. Do you think Indiana's got a chance to beat Cleveland?
No. I don't. Not an actual chance. They can keep it interesting. But
unless they get Reggie Miller back, I don't
think. Playoff LeBron, man. He just goes crazy. Yeah. He's going to play all the minutes. He's like,
unless something happens and he gets hurt. Yeah. Some freak thing.
He doesn't get hurt, though.
I know, but...
That sounded real jinxy, the way you said it.
Yeah.
He said, in case something happens,
last night,
be ashamed.
Even in that Wizards game, when he come down, you know, this is playoff basketball. So, you know, you come down awkward or on somebody's ankle and roll yours.
Yeah,
it's true. I mean, it's kind of, you know, anything, you know, those weird scenarios that could happen, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I hope not. I don't see Indiana beating them.
Yeah.
I'd say... Six games for Cleveland. Five or six.
It might be five.
Could be five, yeah.
So, interesting stat here. Previous to this game against the Wizards here, the last 4 years, the Raptors were 0-7 in the first game of the series.
Yeah, that started terrible.
0-5 at home. So, they were going into this game one. They were saying that they were treating it like a game seven.
Yeah,
like
they had to. Well, maybe that's a step toward breaking the curse.
I mean, you know, they are 1-7 in the last 5 years now.
Get them wrapped.
The first game of the series. So.
Confidence, not really.
But, you know, so... But basically, you know, you've got Lowry and DeRozan versus Wall and Beal.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that because both of those teams, they're just guard.
Then you got Gortat and Valanciunas.
Which I was really surprised last night that they weren't – the refs were letting them
– Yeah,
there was a couple times that Wall
–
I mean, his speed is insane. Yeah. But he went in for a layup, and, I mean, there was three possessions in a row.
Yeah,
he got fouled.
Yeah,
and they didn't.
Yeah, they weren't. And,
you know, he was pissed too. You know, he's smacking his arm, and I was just surprised that they didn't call that because past years, I mean, if you're going in for a layup or something, and you get bumped, it's a foul.
If they're gonna call the playoffs like that, then LeBron's gonna have a cakewalk because he's gonna run people over.
Well,
they don't really call it for LeBron though.
No, not usually.
They don't really. He doesn't get fouled a whole lot.
And James Harden might have a hard time then because he relies on his free throw shooting. So
yeah,
if they're not gonna call those little touchy fouls,
yeah,
he might have.
How far can the guy go without playing defense, though, Harden?
Forever, apparently.
I mean, I just, you know.
When he can basically score at will, I guess you don't have
to. Well, I like players that work hard. He just doesn't work hard, man.
He don't seem like he does.
I just don't like the guy.
He's crafted his offense, though. He's got that going.
It's still amazing to me that him, Durant, and Westbrook were on the same team.
Yeah.
But they would not play Harden with the other two.
Yeah. They never did.
It blows my mind.
Yeah.
Because the Thunder, if they would have done their shit right, they could...
Oh, they'd have been multiple times.
Yeah, they could have been multiple champs.
If they could have signed them all.
Well, you know, the Thunder, it's like they're like the conduit to, you know, being good in the league or something. It's like, oh, we discovered all these amazing players. Here you go. We fucked up.
Right. Yeah.
They also drafted Reggie Jackson was on that team too.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
Unbelievably. Like, how'd they have all these people? They drafted them all like after one year after another, basically.
Yeah.
Like, jeez.
So, you know, we've got, you know, baseball starting up. We've got NBA NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs. It's pretty good time of year right now.
Draft's coming up, so.
The draft. I'm real excited for the draft.
Yes. I'm sure we'll have a draft preview show at some point.
We can do that.
But You know, so anything else we really want to say about the NBA playoffs there? I think that's about all I have going. So, guys, we're going to wrap up the show here. Do our final segment here. It's Matt's Minute. What we got, Matt?
Hey, we covered some of it, but Mitch Kupchak agreed to a deal to become the Hornets' new GM and president of the Hornets. So, I'll say congratulations, Mitch.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, he did some good things for the Lakers. They also fired their coach, Steve Clifford.
Yeah.
After 5 years.
Mitch, he's done some good, real good things. So,
I mean, yeah, I don't put all that Lakers crap on him, so.
No, that was the butt. I mean, that was Buss.
Yeah, I understand that he needed to go, too, because he was an advocate for Buss. But, yeah, I don't put it all on him. Yeah. We covered the Westbrook, first player to average triple-double for an entire season, 2 years in a row. The T-Wolves locked up the final playoff spot. They'll be playing the Rockets. That's the first time since 2004, which was the longest postseason drought.
Did you happen to see who was on that team?
In 2004?
The last playoff, it was seven. I think, was it 17 years?
Was Garnett on?
Garnett team. Yeah, Garnett team.
It was Garnett, Wally Szczerbiak, Sam Cassell.
Cassell, yeah.
I can't remember that, but because I remember.
That was a tough team.
They played the Lakers tough that year.
Yeah, they did. I remember watching those.
I think that went seven, and that was.
I messed up my whole list there.
Oh, boy.
There we go.
All right.
So Orlando, we mentioned we're getting Steve Spurrier for their football coach, but they lost their basketball coach.
Well, that's another one thing we didn't mention. We didn't get into football. We didn't have time.
Oh, yeah,
you got
those Spurrier.
Spurrier invited Tebow to come play on his AAF team. So, let's see. Let's see what happens.
As a quarterback?
Hopefully as a tight end.
Or a fullback.
I think, Spurrier's going to go full college football on this shit. So
oh, yeah, yeah.
There's going to be options and jump throws. Maybe he'll burn back the jump throw.
I can't wait to see Spurrier's playbook for this. It's going to be kind of fun, I think. We covered most of the stuff I had because the Knicks fired Hornacek, and I even had a thing. Are they going to go after Jay Wright? But apparently they were going to go after Jay Wright.
And he ain't going to take that job. Ask his buddy. Who's the guy that famously turned down the Knicks coaching job? I couldn't remember. Anyway, call him. Call that man.
Oh, yeah. We just talked about it last week, I think.
Yeah.
And I had we talked about before the podcast, CM Punk was going to get back in the octagon.
And I think this time will be a little bit more even. The guy's 0-1. He's to me, it looked like he's more of a striker. So, I mean, they kind of set Punk up for failure that first fight. I mean, Gall was, to me, I still think, he's a submission specialist, and he was a few fights away from the championship fight, and he still hasn't got it. But I think it's UFC 225. In Chicago, which is Punk's hometown. So
yeah, let's hope he don't get
beat
up in front of his hometown.
I hope good things for Punk.
I do too.
I liked him as a wrestler, and he seems like a
That's the only reason I was watching wrestling for quite a few years there was CM Punk.
Because you said how it was.
And Daniel Bryan.
Right.
Which he's back. Daniel Bryan got cleared.
He's back at WrestleMania.
Dude, that was amazing to see. Did you watch WrestleMania?
Oh, yeah, I watched it.
Oh, my gosh. Like, the crowd going after him was
insane. The yes chants were.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, pretty insane. The main event, not so much, but
they were chanting, "This is bullshit."
Yeah, I almost turned it off at that point. The Charlotte match was really good. The women's match was like one of the best matches on the card.
Okay. I'm going to get into a little bit of wrestling talk here. Right, we don't normally do this.
Yeah.
Our buddies over at Wrestling Rage do. Whatever. But, the Charlotte Asuka match, right?
Yeah.
Why did they have Charlotte beat her? I don't get it.
Because the next night, Carmella cashed in her Money in the Bank on Charlotte.
See,
so
that's
if
bullshit,
Asuka would have won, then she would have lost to Carmella.
Well, then hold off the Money in the Bank. Then that's what I'm saying.
Maybe.
Here's what I don't. They hype up Asuka as this like big unbeatable force, right? Yeah. Charlotte's been beat before,
right?
So it's not like you're taking this undefeated. you know, woman and putting her against Charlotte, who has been beat before. And it's like,
here's what sets it up, though. See, now Asuka can easily take the belt from Carmella, and then it sets up the Charlotte, her rivalry again, and she'll beat Charlotte this
time. Well, I understand that from the storyline, but I also, like, I think it would have been better if they just let Asuka go over there.
At WrestleMania.
I think they learned from the whole Goldberg thing. You got to stop it eventually.
Yeah, but that was the shit back in the day.
It was. WCW. WCW did it right, but WWF didn't know how to handle, or WWE, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah,
they didn't know how to handle it.
No.
They still don't. That's why you don't see these streaks like that.
Yeah.
And I honestly, when she come in, I was kind of surprised they had that going at all.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised too.
Because I
was shocked. That was one of the ones I was like, oh wow. But I didn't know what they were doing the next day. But
yeah, they don't, you know, Vince and them, they don't know how to handle the whole streaks. That's why it's rare. Well, that's why they made Undertaker lose, you know.
They botched the Undertaker thing. Now it's just like
oh my god. If they were gonna do it, he should have done it last year. When Reigns beat him and buried him, that was it. Like, just let him leave. Now he comes back and squashes John Cena this year. It didn't make any sense.
Yeah, that was just a straight up.
Well, then he's having another match with Chris in Saudi Arabia, or whatever.
Greatest Royal Rumble. Which actually looks kinda cool, but
I don't understand the
him and Chris Jericho have a casket match.
Yeah, but him and Rusev were supposed to have a casket match.
Yeah, and then they switched it and put Jericho in there because he's a bigger draw.
Rusev's going over hard.
Yeah, he is, though. Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I've been to two events recently. The biggest pops that I've heard are Cena, Rusev, and AJ. And Daniel Bryan, yes chance, even when he's not there. They're the biggest. Like, he hasn't been at either one
that
of them.
Yes movement.
And
that
it's like, it's crazy.
Oh, that's the new what.
It's the new what of wrestling.
So anyways, guys, this has been Wrestling Talk for, you know.
It feels like a 2-hour podcast. It's
an hour and six. Not too bad.
I feel like we've talked for a long time anyway.
Well, it's just because we got on so many damn tangents. So
yeah.
This is what Pickens does to us.
It is. It was really professional last week and just like, eat real chill.
Yeah.
Nobody got a volume just above anything.
Shit stir.
Yeah.
But,
maybe I'll just take a week off every now and then, every other week.
Keep us sharp.
Keep you on your toes.
Anyways, guys, this has been the Sunday Morning Smack Talk Podcast. You can find us on Podomatic, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. Not YouTube anymore because nobody's watching it. I just stopped posting.
Dang it, that's where I listen to it.
Well, yeah, don't listen then, I guess. But anyways, guys, also hit us up on Twitter at SMST Podcast. Also on Facebook, Sunday Morning Smack Talk.
We're going to get in the world of Instagram, too. Instagram's the deal.
I know Instagram's the deal. I swore to myself I would not download Instagram or Snapchat. I will not.
I have Instagram. I don't have Snapchat, though.
I'm not big on Instagram. Just pictures.
So here it is. Matt is going to lead up the Sunday Morning Smack Talk Instagram.
I will do it. I will make sure it gets done.
So, you know.
Still no Twitter, though.
Twitterless Matt.
Well, you need to make it.
Going strong without a Twitter.
You need to make it, though.
You need to make it.
Kreitz didn't. I mean,
Kreitz.
Now, look. I see I'm going to have too many things to deal with. Now, I can't have that much stuff. I can have a Facebook and an Instagram and then an extra Instagram.
Well, I mean, we all keep up with the Facebook, though. So, that's like a shared responsibility.
That's a little easier. Then there's a Twitter that I don't ever
get. It's called Instagram so cumbersome. We just can't.
It is.
That's what I'm saying. Why have one? Why
have one?
Hate it.
Yeah, I don't know, but that's because get like followed by like random sports pages, just me on Instagram, and I don't even post stuff. Yeah. So I'm like, man, if we put our podcast on there,
yeah, babe, I think it's
a good idea. I don't know.
This is our back end creative we're having at the end of this podcast.
We're just gonna record our whole.
At our next staff meeting, you guys will get a front row seat.
Just start recording everything we do.
So anyways, guys, check us out, Facebook, soon to be Instagram. So anyways, guys, peace.